What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back here, Brooke Savage here, ETSU Buccaneers on the Boss Man Show. You see him in the background there in his office there. But it's good to talk to you again. How are things going up there in Johnson City this morning, man?
Yeah, good, man. Just getting ready for a conference tournament. Wrapped up on Saturday with a good win at Citadel. And so got the 3 seed and just getting ready to go here this weekend in Asheville.
No doubt. I'm asking this, Brooks, man, how's it good for you guys to get kind of a week to rest, refocus, and reset before you go to Asheville? Because you know, you played all these games, man, conference play, but now you get kind of get fresh legs again and go to Asheville fresh and ready to go, man. It's a tough Wofford team.
Yeah, I think it's it can go either way. You know, we're playing really well, and so you kind of want to keep that momentum going and keep playing. But I think at the same time, you know, we've had a number of injuries this year, especially during the conference season. I think we've only played 7 games with a full deck, and so that gives us a little bit of time to get healthy as best we can. And, you know, so hopefully we'll get John Bugs back here in the next few days. And then, you know, Seymour's been banged up a little bit and, you know, a couple other guys. So just it's good, I think, in some ways. But at the same time, you'd like to try to keep that momentum going.
No doubt, 100%. And for you, this week in practice, man, this week for you, so without putting serious, how much do you kind of focus on you the first part of the week and then get ready for Wofford? The latter part of the week, I kind of do Wofford all week long, getting ready for Saturday.
I mean, I think I've been the 1, 2, 3, and the 7 seed in my 7 years in the league. And obviously you want to win the league and be the 1. That's ideal. But I think there's a real advantage in being 3, 4, 5, 6, because you know who you're playing all week, and there's really no difference in any of those seeds, you know. And so I think you get a chance to prepare for not only that team all week, but a little bit of maybe the highest seed that you may play, you know, in the second round if you were to win. So I think you can do a little bit more preparation wise than just kind of sitting there waiting all week, wondering who you're going to play. And so we'll spend off today. We'll spend the next couple of days working on Wofford. We just played them in Greensboro, pretty recently in the last 2 weeks of the season. So we played those guys last Wednesday and Saturday, 19th and the 22nd. So it should be fresh. And at this point, second time through the league, now third time through the league, the players are really familiar with the personnel. And so, I think for one of the games, I think for UNCG, we didn't even do personnel. We talked about it in the circle for about 5 minutes. So they know who's who. Everybody kind of knows everybody's tendencies and how everybody wants to play. But Wednesday we'll go a little live on Wednesday, and then we'll start backing it down Thursday, Friday, and get ready to try to go play 3 in 3 days.
No doubt, Brooks. And also, man, like this time of year, details matter. All the small details, no scouts matter. So talk about them having a team like yours. It's very veteran-like team, man. So it's got to say, hey, look, execute these small details, our rotations, our rebounds, all those things that fans already realize that's important to winning. Do all those small things, we'll be okay in Nashville.
I think for us, I think the biggest thing is just we've tried to be as automated as possible defensively. I think it allows you to play hard, not having to try to make so many decisions defensively. It should be, pretty seamless about what we're doing. And we've changed, we finished first in the league defensively and defensive efficiency, but I think about like 1.01 points per game. But since we've kind of changed defensively what we're doing since the injuries and things and playing different guys, we've the last four games we've won them all, and we're like 0.96 defensively. So it's been really good for us. I think it's helped us be more automated, and be a little bit better, be able to throw a few more punches defensively. I think it's helped us guard the paint better, and so I think we're fouling less, which I think all that stuff's important. But yeah, this is about building winning habits all year, and then now letting those really show up, like you say, at this time of the year. You should be really sharp in what you're doing, and we try to really simplify things down the stretch so that you can become good. I think the beauty and the value is in the simplicity. So just getting really good at those things, and then trying to impose your style of play on a nightly basis the best you can.
No doubt. Also, man, look, your league was very tough this year. Yeah, six teams with 10 plus league wins. And talk about that. You get 12 and 6 in the league, although SoCon's one of the best mid-major leagues in the country. And just talk about that every night. It's a tough battle having six teams with 10 plus wins in the league, which shows you how tough it is every night.
Extremely deep league. This is as deep a league since I've been in the league for 10 years. And so we played Mercer last Wednesday and won at home by 1 point, came down to the last possession, a great game. And they're the eighth seed. And so they beat Chattanooga, they've beaten Greensboro, they should have beat Samford at home. Lost by one, on a tough call, didn't go their way. We beat them on the last possession both times. And so they're a highly capable team, very dangerous, and they're the eight. And so there anybody in this league can beat you. Can everybody go win three in a row? I think there's probably in any league, probably only a few teams that can probably do that, but anybody can beat anybody in a one game deal in this thing. So Western Carolina's playing better. VMI, in a tournament setting with the matchup zone and the stuff that they're doing as a seven seed won't be easy. And so you gotta come ready to play. It's one of the most competitive leagues in the country. I think we had more games decided by 5 points or less than any other league. And so really competitive league, and you gotta come ready to play. There's no off nights in this deal, and you got to if you don't, that somebody will jump up and clip you.
And Brooks, like you said, man, that late game execution kind of I referenced earlier is very important because your league is playing something close games. And thankfully, your guys have experience of playing close games and coming out on the right end of those things. So drawing on the experience of your guys, talk about that, because you know, you and I both know you can't really practice that in practice. It has to be live and in games, and you've done a lot of practice already. So talk about that for your team one day. If it gets late, they can make the right play at the right time.
Yeah, I think just having older, experienced guys, I think, helps with that. We've been in a ton of close games in the past 2 years, and I think we probably won our fair share. I thought Wednesday against Mercer, being able to grind out and win a close game like that at that time of year, I thought that was really good for us to be in that situation, because there are some teams that are going to go into the tournament have not been in a close game in a while, and then you're going to get in one in Asheville. And so we work on that stuff in practice the best you can. Obviously, it's not the same, but we try to, go through certain situations and try to practice it. And, you try to prepare for as many situations as you can, but inevitably you're going to find yourself in one that you haven't prepared for. I remember one time at Wake Forest, I would try to think of every possible situation, what we're going to run, when we, in this situation, this amount of time and all that. And then we're playing Syracuse at home and we get deep corner under out of bounds against 2-3 zone with 8 seconds left. And so it's like, there's one I didn't quite think of. What are you running deep corner against 2-3 zone? Syracuse 2-3 zone too at that. So you try to be prepared and think through this stuff as much as possible, but, and work on it what you can. But, yeah, you got to have – got to have guys that are fearless of the moment. Luckily, we have Kimari Peterson and Jaden Seymour. Kimari Peterson should be player of the year in the league. We'll find out here in the next day or so. But, if you have him, you're in pretty good hands.
No doubt, man. Offensively, you got guys shooting the ball, multiple guys in double figures, averaging a good number off the bench for you. Talk about that piece of moving that ball, sharing the ball, and get the ball, giving everybody energy, sharing that sugar. So the defense can just key in on one guy. They have to decide, okay, we try to take him away. He can go this way too. So talk about that piece for your team, knowing your optionality on offense.
Yeah, you got a number of different guys that can make plays. Mekhi Johnson shot the ball really well. Karan Boyd can strike you and is good taking the ball to the basket, really good on the offensive glass. I think Alan Struthers is playing really well, had 9 assists on Saturday, being more aggressive, scoring the basketball. And DJ Hughes has really stepped up in the front court playing well, had double figure game on both of the last two Saturdays. So playing really well, impacting the game on both ends of the floor. And so, I think we got a number of guys that can score. I think they're really unselfish. They play really well together. And if we can get John Buggs back here, he's missed the last 5 or 6 games with a concussion. If we can get him back, sometime this week, then that puts even more shooting on the floor. I think he's making like 3 threes a game. So if we can add him back in the mix, I think that opens up the floor even more for those guys and makes us even more dangerous.
And y'all still doing a great job rebounding the basketball, too, in my opinion, man, on the glass. And I both know, then you can defend for 28 seconds. If you don't get the rebound, this ain't over. The offensive, getting extra shots for your offense as well, crashing the glass. So talk about your rebounding schemes and how you kind of focus in on that for your guys on both ends of the floor for rebounding so we can get extra possessions either way and do what we do. We do offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I think that's you said it. It's about getting extra scoring opportunities. And, our turnover number is pretty good. And so we don't turn it over a ton, and then we get second shots. I think we're like top 20 in the country in offensive rebounding again. And so by not turning it over, getting shots on goal and, being able to generate more scoring opportunities than your opponent, then your field goal percentage doesn't necessarily have to be as high because you're getting more cracks at it. And, so I think that's been a good formula for us. I wish we defensive rebounded the ball a little bit better, but I think those numbers are changing too as more and more people start to offensive rebound. And we try to send 4 and 5 guys to the glass. Our defensive transition starts on the offensive glass, so we want to run in there and hold in their break and see if we can come up with some extra chances. And I think DJ Hughes and Karan Boyd are as good as there are in the country at getting second chances and our guards getting there a little bit too. So been really proud of how we've defensive rebounded the ball, in crunch time, especially, Wofford does a great job of offensive rebounding. So it'll be strength on strength in that first round against them on Saturday. But I thought we did a pretty good job against them last time. You know, they only got about 25% of their misses. So we'll have to do that again. You got to defend and rebound this time of year. And if you want to win a championship, you got to play good offense, but you got to defend and rebound and take care of the ball.
No doubt. Eight steals a game, which talks about your active hands on defense and what you're doing that on that end of the floor. So talk about that piece, Brooks. Get guys to have active hands and be active without fouling. Because, you know, this time of year, you don't want that to happen. You know, you never know what kind of game you're going to get. But have active hands, point at defense without fouling the guy, just moving your feet.
Yeah, I think you know, we have athletic, big, physical, strong guys that can guard. I think we can get multiple guys that can guard multiple positions. We've done some pressing. You know, we trap the post. We try to get you when you turn your back. And so I just trying to be aggressive and put the ball in a crowd. And you know, we've started hedging a little bit more, which I think has been good for us. So just being aggressive and want to impose our, like I said, impose our style of play on the opponent and play the game on our terms as much as we can.
No doubt. It's, like you said, versatility defensively with your long guys, that switchability that you have, that you use, so you can play red, which is what we call it, the red, and one through five switches. You know what I'm saying? We can do that, which is good. So having different schemes in your back pocket this time of year has to feel good, knowing you can go to certain things, certain times, depending on how the game is going, and save your team that way and make the adjustments to get a win.
Yeah, we've played multiple different pressures. We press under out of bounds. Sometimes we play man. Sometimes we switch and things. We've been pretty consistent with pick and roll coverage. But sometimes we trap the post. Sometimes we don't. So I think that gives us a few different ways to throw a punch. And when you can do that, I think that's enough to keep the other team off balance. And so try to do that as much as we can and without giving them too much to do. But we've got older guys that played for a championship last year. They're really focused and locked in on trying to get back there and win it this time. And it won't be easy. Wofford's a really good team. And then whoever we get second, Greensboro, whoever, we split with both of those teams this year. So, like you said, tough league, tough path. And then, 3 days, 3 games in 3 days. But the good thing for us is that we're the closest team to Asheville. Our fans love basketball, so they'll really turn out this weekend, and it should be a more of a home court advantage than not for us, as our people, our fans, and our people here in town really come over to Mountain and make for a good weekend in Asheville and really turn out. I've compared it, to how Kentucky would take over Catlanta or Nashville. It's very similar to that. And, so that'll be big for us. I remember every time we've played in the championship game, I've played in for the championship 5 times. And, it always feels like a home game when they are going through the starting lineup. And then you can feel the crowd throughout the game. So we'll need them this weekend, and we'll need to play well.
And, Brooks, for you guys, East Tennessee, man, how's it been with recovery from the Hurricanes and going over to Asheville, who got hit really hard, and kind of bringing those folks to Asheville some little bit of joy and entertainment away from the situation that they have going on with the recovery from the Hurricanes? So how's it been for you guys to kind of help the people of East Tennessee and Western Carolina kind of overcome that hard thing that happened in 2024?
Yeah, great question. I mean, it's they're still feeling it. I think ETSU as a whole has done a good job, and our community has done a good job of not forgetting about those people at the more and more time that goes by. And I know we're doing something here at baseball games soon. And we took our team over there in the fall, but it's they're still recovering. I mean, you drive through Unicoi County and Irwin, and it's still pretty tore up. So, I think it's getting better slowly but surely. But hopefully, this weekend can bring some economic impact to the area, but also give the fans something to cheer about this weekend.
Well, Bushman, great to have you on the show again, brother. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope we're talking again next week after you win, man.
I hope so. I appreciate it, boss man.
Hey, see you, brother. Be safe, man. Right.
Thanks.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.